Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope your day's going well for you today. And we have someone very special in the studio right now. Dr. Mark Sprayberry is here for Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark. He is with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Plains Day Boarding and Daycare. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. And I'm looking forward to fall weather. We got to talk a little bit about allergies and stuff again. I know we talk about it a lot, but we're going to get into that and talk about some things going on at the Plains today and daycare, my boarding and facility. You know, they're always having activities. Mm-hmm. My dogs were up there and they were doing some paw painting. And again,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, they were like the paw was the center of the sunflower, Meg.
Oh,
and then
my
it had
gosh.
The sunflower. I mean, it's just really, they have pool party. I mean, they have all kinds of stuff going on. I mean, it's crazy.
But, well, first of all, let's tell everybody where you're located, because some folks may not be familiar with the Olive Branch Pet Hospital, where you're located, and just a little bit about you and how long you've been in this business, which is quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Mark Sprayberry. I'm from Northeast Mississippi. Got a pharmacy degree at Ole Miss, and then moved up to Knoxville, Tennessee, worked for a while, and then moved to Florida, met my wife, and she basically said, hey, if you're going to stay married to me, and this is 6 months after we got married, you're going to have to get another job, because I wasn't just a big, pharmacy's a great profession, but mm-hmm. it just wasn't for me standing behind a counter. That's just not me.
No, I don't see that at all.
No, not, you know me pretty well,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't see
you
that.
Know, and I like to talk, you know, so, as you know, so, but then went to vet school at University of Florida, and finished and did an internship with Dr. Rob Goring. He passed away about a week or two ago. God rest his soul. He was a wonderful mentor to me and taught me a lot of good lessons about surgery and how to handle things and stuff like that. So God bless Rob. He's a super guy. Just shout out about him. But I've been in Pensacola for about 25 years. I've been a vet for 31 years. I am privately, I own my clinic. I mm-hmm. own nothing. I do this because I love it. And I'm not private equity. I'm not some corporately owned practice.
And you've emphasized that before, that's pretty important.
It is. I mean, I'm at the age where I could retire and take a big check from one of those type places and walk away. But, you know, it's just not a, it's not my model of what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
They typically raise prices sky high. You don't see the same person every time you go in. It's not a bad experience. It's just not a good experience.
Right.
It's something that I don't want to do unless I have some unforeseen health problem or something like that. You know, you see me when you come in. I do have a great veterinarian who's worked with me for about 15 years, Dr. Stephanie Kairos. From the Atlanta area, she owned two practices there, mm-hmm. sold them privately to someone. She was kind of one of the foremost cat veterinarians in Georgia.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, she owned the Roswell Cat Clinic, which is a huge cat clinic. She said,
oh, yeah, I bet.
And this is kind of fun. I want to just tell you, you know, all the vets, we all have these cats that live there, you know, because mm-hmm. nobody wanted them or whatever.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, we have Sticky and Tiny, and trust me, there is nothing tiny about Tiny or Sticky.
Oh, my goodness.
Sticky Jane. Anyway, but Stephanie said when she bought this clinic, it had 43 house cats.
What?
43.
How big was this clinic?
It was big. It was like in a colonial home, and then they added on like two more wings of it.
Well, I guess so. 43 beds.
Yeah, I've seen it, and
wow.
It's an amazing thing.
That's wild.
It was a lot, but anyhow, but I've been here. I've been in Pensacola for 25 years almost, mm-hmm. and I'm on Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmers Market. Great place to get your produce. But been there. Plains Day is my boarding. Daycare is there. I'm on site. I'm one of the only veterinarians that have this kind of facility in town where I'm actually on site. And that's important because, you know, dogs will be dogs and pets. We take care of a lot of sick pets mm-hmm. that need to be boarded, but the owners, you know, have got to be out of town for whatever reason or can't, you know, they have a family member who's passed away or somebody's sick. But we take care of the pet like they do. You know, we give them their medication. I'm right there to check them if we need they need anything, mm-hmm. I'm on the line texting or calling. A lot of my clients have my cell number if they need me. And so we're not what I'd call a concierge practice, but that's kind of what we are, Meg.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of what we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do everything, but I do a lot of cancer work.
That's kind of your specialty, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not a specialist, but it is something we do a lot of, and we kind of have a special interest, I should say.
Okay.
In it. But people come to me, cancer takes a lot of time.
Mm.
And I've had two or three cases in the past week that have come from other places where they just didn't take the time to diagnose it. And,
dear.
One case, it was a little mass center. This little dog's arm is the size of a blueberry, and about 2 months is the size of a ping pong ball.
Oh, no.
And so they biopsy, it says nothing. I biopsy it, and it's a sarcoma, which is the worst. So, but we were able to get it off last week, take it off. Dogs are recovering, getting the stitches out
good.
Tomorrow. Doing great.
So we have a happy ending on that one.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes they're not happy. You know,
right.
We've talked about it. But that's what we do, and we take plenty of time with people, and we're glad to, and we'd love to see you if you want to come see us.
Okay, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and the Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. And if this is Pep Talk, he's our expert right now about pet care. So if you have a question or a comment, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. The Play and Stay, I drove by there and I thought, wow, you've got a lot of land there to take care of the animals that are there. But talk a little bit, you mentioned it as we first started, but talk about some of the things that make that unique and that your team does. I really love the paw prints.
Yeah. In fact, Zuzeth, who runs the Play and Stay for me, she sent me the calendar of events this morning.
So, you know, like retirement homes have calendars of events and activities.
That's
but
what we're doing.
The Play and Stay Boarding Center has that. It cracks me up.
Well, Monday they had arts and crafts, and then today they have half off of baths.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, tomorrow will be a scavenger hunt. Now, you know, we talked about it before.
Wait a minute. How are you going to do a scavenger? Wait, back up. How does that work with dogs?
Well, you know, they have a sense of smell like it's beyond, you know,
it's true. This is true.
Earth, you know. So, and then next week, lick mats. They put something fun. They let them lick. $15 nail trims. Let's see. Back to school photo shoots on the 19th.
Oh, my goodness.
So if they have backpacks and stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Half
I love
off
it.
Baths. And then popsicles. They're doing that next Friday. That's yogurt, pumpkin, and peanut butter.
Maybe I need to just sign up.
Yeah.
That calendar's more eventful than my own.
Yeah.
A lot more going on.
Yeah, and there's another thing going on right now, too. This month only, daycare monthly unlimited package. That means you can come as much as you want. It's $290. Normally, it's $340.
Uh-huh. That's a good price.
And, yeah, it is. And you can purchase up to 12 months' worth of this at that price.
Wow. Okay.
So up to, see if you want a couple of months or whatever. So, you know, we got a big, it's 4.2 acres, Meg, and of course about 13,000 square feet total.
It's a lot of space.
Yeah, and so when they come, we wear them out. I mean, that's what the owners want. I think it's what you do, you know. You know, my nephews are, great nephews are 6 and 3.
Uh-huh.
I spend like an hour, and I'm like exhausted. I mean,
right.
I'm the one that gets worn out. It's not
that's right.
them.
That's
but,
right.
But my niece and her husband are both physicians, so that, you know, they want them worn out, so. When one of them, you know, doesn't do something right, then she doesn't. The discipline is running laps around the house.
Oh my goodness!
And I said, "That's brilliant." You know,
better than standing in the corner.
Sometimes it's push-ups. Yeah, I'd much rather do. You know, I'm having my mama as a third grade school teacher and got a spanking every day. I'd rather run laps
absolutely,
or something.
Absolutely.
You know, you remember when they used to make you put your nose in a circle on the chalkboard?
Oh, my God. I haven't thought. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
And you had to be on your tiptoes,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's not good.
Of course, I never had to do that. Whatever.
Well, I was such a good girl. I didn't. Yeah, I just observed other people doing it.
Yeah, I don't. I bet. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, we digress. We're talking. This is Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark with Olive Branch Pet Hospital, McPlain Stay Boarding and Daycare. One of the things that we've been talking about is about allergies. This is the season, and I know when my little dog would just start chewing on his paws, and I thought, oh, there it is. Yep. How can you help our animal? What can we do?
Well, we do talk about this a lot, Megan. It's not like we talk about it every time, but we are number one in the country for allergies.
This is the season.
It is. Well, and it's year-round. However, mm-hmm. your spring and fall is your heaviest time in the cold winter, and and people say, we don't have cold winters. Well, we did have 10 inches of snow a couple of years ago, so it did get kind of chilly. And then in the hot, hot summer, so, spring usually is about February, March to about May, and then it gets really hot in June and July. So then we start seeing the humidity right now. We start seeing more ear infections.
Floppy ears. That's interesting.
But now we're starting to see allergies again, heading into September here in a couple of weeks. So it's the type thing that if you get ahead of it, the pet's a lot more comfortable, but also you don't have to treat it as intensively, shall we say.
Okay.
And there's some things you can do. There's some cytopoint injection is something's a great injection. It lasts 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
There's some tablet forms of something similar to cytopoint, but it works differently. But it aims at doing the same thing. But you got to be a little careful with those products because of if they've had any kind of history of cancer or any little bumps or lumps they've had removed. Those cancers have a high chance of coming back.
When you say cytopoint, how do you spell that?
It's C-Y-T-O.
Cyto, okay.
Cyto, P-O-I-N-T.
I got you.
Okay. And we do quite a number of those. Mm-hmm. But it's good to start that. It helps block the immune system from releasing certain inflammatory mediators that cause the itching, chewing, and scratching. Another thing is, a good friend of mine, Dr. Rob Schick, dermatologist here in town, he says, you can't rinse an itchy dog enough. That's what Rob says.
Wow.
And so you have a good heart, it's hot, so you can get a garden hose, you can hose them off, and they come in. That rinses a lot of the pollen off. Some people will do a little Benadryl. It's a milligram per pound. That works in about 20 to 30% of the cases.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are doing a little Zyrtec, 10 milligrams.
So those can be safe, but just small amounts?
Small amounts, yeah. Okay. And so those can help. But ultimately, if they're chewing to a point where now they got big bad infections, then you need to come see us. But the thing is with atopy, which is atopic dermatitis, which is what this is face, feet, axilla. That's under your armpits and groin area or tummy. If you start seeing lesions in one or two of those places, then typically, you're going to have to come see us.
Okay. And also, I used to have a lab, and my lab in this time of year would get a strange, almost like the back, right at the back tailbone, above the tail, would get this sort of bald spot. It looked like the hair was just coming out. It would look kind of inflamed. What is that going? Is that allergy driven?
Well, that's number one is flea allergy dermatitis. Now, with all the new flea medications that are combined with heartworm.
It was weird because it was just in that one spot.
Yeah, I don't tend to see that as much in my practice and all, but you can. We are number one in the country for fleas.
Okay.
So, and one other thing, because we have a lot of people move in here, Meg, if your pet has some allergy in another state and they come here, it's probably going to be a lot more intense. And that was proven by the University of Florida. They looked at dogs from Lake City, Florida, and ones from Valdosta, Georgia, which is, I think it's about 50, 60, 70 miles geographic difference.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in Valdosta were more itchy than the ones challenged with the same allergens from Lake City.
Interesting. Okay, got a great question. Just came in on the text line, 850-437-1620. This is a good one. How do you tell what is the itching? What if the itching is triggered by allergies, grass, food, or fleas?
Okay, that's a really great question.
Yeah, how do you know what it is?
Okay, excellent question. Flea allergy dermatitis, and this is in general, folks, okay? Flea allergy dermatitis is generally, like you said, Meg, the area above the tail.
Okay.
Okay? But it can go down the back of the legs and inside the back legs, okay? food allergies typically are like chronic ear infections. They're allergic to the food, and 67% are allergic to chicken, beef, wheat, and milk.
Really? Chicken and beef?
Chicken, beef, wheat, and milk.
That's those were the safe foods for dogs.
No. Well, they're turning into human, okay?
Okay. You know? True.
I think some of them may have a wheat allergy, too. It's not as much as the internet thing. But, yeah, I've got a gluten sensitivity, too. So, I mean, they're turning into this. So,
right.
And then the atopic dermatitis, or the chewing and licking, is face, feet, armpit, and groin area. So that kind of helps me when I'm diagnosing it. You know, if they're on the modern heartworm prevention, I don't see any fleas. It's probably not that. Sometimes they'll just get a hot spot back there, something ant got on them and chewed them, bit them on the butt.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be that. Food allergy, had a client recently come in, had been going somewhere, and he actually is my orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Travis Roth, fantastic orthopedist out of Andrews. I mean, my body is, yeah. And so, but he came in with his pet, and the veterinarian he had been going to had been doing, you know, good job, but it is chronic. They'd have an ear infection, come back, treat it, come back, treat it, come back. I said, well, Travis, I think it's just a food allergy. So we put them on food in a month. It was clear and hadn't come back.
Interesting.
So, you've got to sit there with people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these, and he was going to a corporately type practice, and they just have 10 minutes to go in there in and out. It's a numbers thing with these practices. And it's just not good. I think you're paying a lot of money, folks, and not getting the service you need.
Okay, got another text. This is more of a comment for you. It says, love Dr. Mark, ! I learned about him by listening to your program. He's helped me so much with my senior dog who has a serious heart issue. Uh-huh. All their staff is friendly and helpful. Highly recommend ! With a big heart.
Well, thank you so much.
Very sweet. And that's from Alice.
Alice. Hey, yes, Alice.
No, you know who that is?
Yeah, I do. I got my Medicare card yesterday, Alice, just so you know. And I appreciate that.
There you go.
Hey, I do want to shout out to Zane Corcoran and Bailey. Alan's in town. He's my really great friend from New Orleans who's a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And Bentley is doing much better. He had a heart problem about a week ago. We were getting all upset about and worried, and I was worried, and I called Alan. Alan's here today, and he's down there ultrasounding. But Bentley's doing much better, and just want to shout out to Zane and Bailey. Appreciate y'all coming in. They're new in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you come to me and you're new in town, I'm going to tell you the good restaurants, okay?
There you go.
This is more than just vet care. You know, I'm taking care of you, too.
Well, I think that's what makes you different is that from everyone I've talked to and all the people that come to you, we talk about having that relationship care, which seems to be, even with a human being, seems to be a thing of the past. So it does make a difference to have a vet that knows your background, knows the history of the animals, but also is there on site, like you said, on a regular basis.
Correct. I mean, it's everything because, you know, dogs will be dogs, and if they get in a little scuffle or something, I mean, it's going to happen anywhere. You know, I'm standing right there, and I'm going to take care of it. I call the owner, hey, I'm taking care of it. You know, or if they start having an upset stomach, which is not uncommon when the pet boards, they're out of their routine. You know, they're going out, you know, at different times. You know, I'm right there to fix it. You don't have to, with a lot of these other franchisee corporate type places, what happens is then now they got to call the owner. Then they got to take them to some vet or some emergency hospital or something like that. I mean, I'm just going to take care of it.
Okay. Yeah. Got another question that just came in. This is a good one, too. 850-437-1620. Is it safe to take your dog to the beach all day?
Well, I tell you, in this heat, I think it's a good question. If the pet's getting into the water, I think that's a great thing to help cool off. But make sure you bathe them off when you get home. Okay.
Right.
Take your garden hose and really bathe them off because, you know, I love the ocean, love the beach and all that, but just get all that off, okay? But you got to make sure you got plenty of cool water there. Limit exposure. You know, you don't want to burn the feet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think before we mentioned, Meg, you know, on pavement, people say, can I walk my dog? Yeah, but put your hands on the pavement, and if you can stand there for 7 seconds without pulling them away, then I tried this. I saw it posted somewhere, and I said, well, I'm going to try this.
Right.
And actually, it's a pretty good idea that you can do it. But, you know, I tell people, if you're going to walk on the sidewalk for 2 miles, maybe let them walk in the grass because they don't have Nikes or whatever you're wearing.
We don't tend to think about that, but just because their little feet are padded doesn't mean that they can deal with this kind of heat when we're talking about 100-degree heat indexes.
Correct. I used to be on the board of directors for Canine Companions, Friend of Pinson. It's out of Santa Rosa, California. Great organization.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a big new facility, and I was on the board down there, and those dogs got routinely taken to Disney. Disney was really good about letting them go in there because the pets would be around people. They were puppies. They get around people.
I clearly need to come back as a dog.
Exactly. And so, it gets real hot down there. It's about 7 or 8 degrees.
Yes.
I lived there for quite a while. But they have these little puppy booties. You can get them at the pet stores and stuff. They're about $20 for a pair. We recommend that when I'm operating on feet and doing cancer stuff. So, those are good things to do if you're really worried about it. You know, get them some of those special forces dogs and police dogs and all, SEALs, Green Beret, all their dogs wear those things.
Okay, that's really good to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have to laugh. It reminded me of a time I was in New York at a diner and I was just minding my own business and suddenly this being, cropped up and jumped up on the window from outside. And at first I didn't know what it was. It was a dog that had on a yellow raincoat with a hood and little yellow boots. But the face was a dog face, and I was so scared me so bad, I didn't know what was happening.
I love New York City, but you never know. I've been in there a lot, but you never know what's going to pop up.
It just was the funniest thing, but that it was like a German Shepherd. He was happy as he could be, has a little coat, hat, and his little yellow boots on, but it was raining hard, and God bless the owner, was taking care of him.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? We do see some owners do a lot with clothes and all that kind. What are your thoughts about all of that? Is it okay or does it hurt the dog? Always wondered.
I think, here's what I wish people would do. They come in, and I never say much, but they come in with all the stuff all over them. Well, I'm there to look at them.
Right.
And I try not to start taking off the little sundresses. And, the overalls and things like that. They're cute and whatnot. But sometimes they just have like a little halter type halter thing on.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I'm trying to listen to hearts. I'm trying to find it underneath all that. So, less is more when you bring them to me, please.
Okay.
But I understand a lot of dogs have to have that type halter thing because they're easier to control.
Right.
Another thing I want to put a plug in for is when I was with Canine Companions for Independence, they recommended a gentle leader.
Mm.
You can Google that. Dogs that are hard to control, they're jumping, they're playing, they're going their own way. Used to ride a lot of horses, grew up around horses. If you control the nose of a horse, you control the 1,500 pounds that is behind the nose. Well, same thing with dogs. All the special forces teams, dogs have that because you got really good control of that mouth. So it's called a gentle leader.
Okay, got another question. It just came in. We were talking about taking your dogs to the beach. This is a good one, too. Is there safe sunscreen for dogs if they are fair to avoid melanoma or skin cancer for when they're out in the sun? Because some dogs may not have a good coat.
Yeah, that's a really good question, too. And I think that, apparently, your lighter colored dog, any dog, but lighter color, your white, that kind of thing. I see a number of cases of white cats that live outdoors, indoors.
They'll
come in with squamous cells on their ears, on their nose, which is a horrible, horrible problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see that a little bit more often than normal at living here in Florida because we are the Sunshine State. There are different sunscreens you can wear. And Dr. Schick, who Rob's my buddy, he's my dermatologist here in town, board certified 40 years. He's great. Mm-hmm. He told me the ones that's safe, and I can't remember the ingredient you cannot have in it, but check me on that, guys. If you look it up, you look up dog sunscreen, there's going to be ones that are safe for them. And I can't remember.
You probably don't want to use the human sunscreen on them.
I think Rob said that was fine, but there's something they can't have in it. And I can't remember off the top of my head
what it was. For the next show. We'll get that out there for you.
I'll text Rob and find out. I can't remember, but there'll be ones on, wherever you shop.
Well, I never thought about it, but it would probably be good for their noses.
Yeah. Well, I had a case recently of something called discoid lupus erythematosus, and that's something you've gotta keep them out of the sun from 10 to 4.
It's
ideal. If you're not going to put sunscreen on, try to keep them out of the sun from 10 to 4.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Hey. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital at Plains State Boarding Center. Yeah. The phone number there is?
850-477-2901. God bless everyone. Take care.